You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Open Mic. I'm your host, Varian. And if you're unfamiliar with these hours on radio, it's the show where for the next hour I'll be doing a little bit of variety, doing a little bit of talk radio here, as well as playing you some of the good tunes that I've discovered this week on the CJSF archive. But on the outset of our programming today, I'd like to acknowledge that CJSF broadcasts atop Burnaby Mountain on the unceded ancestral territories of the Kwitlam, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Nations. What's going on with you guys? Doing a little bit of a show from home this week, kind of recovering from something and just sort of like winding down. It's the end of school, so decided to do a show from the comforts of my home instead of coming up to the studio this week, but there will be a show nonetheless. This past week, big thing happened. Our local skate shop, Antisocial, put out a video part, and so on, I think it must have been on Friday, I think. Yeah, on Friday they had like a little video premiere at the shop, which was awesome. It was two videos, so first and foremost, it was opened off the show with a skater named Justin. It was their video part. It was a pretty awesome like homies part. I saw like a bunch of my friends in it too, and it was super like it was a very diverse like crew. Like, you know, there's a lot of like queer and like non-binary and people of color in that video, so that was a really cool video. And I always love that style of like homie videos where it's like kind of low stakes, and you know, there's lots of, you know, little b-roll of them doing like silly things, and you know, like the skating was really awesome, but you know, there's also like parts to put in your clips that are a little bit more funny and like more interesting, like, you know, like, you know, sometimes like homies parts kind of have like less serious skating, and it's just more about like the vibe they create, and you know, there's cool music and everything. And it was a pretty awesome experience at the at Antisocial. Like, it was probably the biggest turnout I've ever seen for a video part dropping at Antisocial. Like, it was packed to the brim. We were in there like sardines, and it was raining, so it was so funny. Like, we met up with some my coworker's partner, and they were like, "Oh, it looks like there's a big line outside." I was like, "No, I kind of think that it's just because it's raining and everybody's smoking cigarettes outside." So it was super, super packed, and I ran into so many people I know. Consequently, I also ran into like my boss, who like also was in the skate scene. He was pretty happy to see me. They were even serving like the beer that we like sell at my workplace at the place. So it was really funny to get off work and like have them serve the exact same product that I've been serving for like the last like 6 hours of the day. But the Antisocial video was like so, so good. For some context, like I was not skating, I wasn't around when the last Antisocial video dropped, but I mean, let's see what if I can find when that dropped. But it's been like it's been a very long time since Antisocial's released a video, I feel like. Or maybe it hasn't been that long. Let's see, the last one. Okay, the last one was only 8 years ago, 2016. Excuse me. That was the last time Antisocial had a video. So it's been a while, to say the least, and it was super nice to like have another video. And I think it came at a pretty great time too. I think almost like within the like shop and who is sponsored and who is skating for the team, it's kind of been like a bit of a switch where it's like now there's like this younger generation. I mean, the video like encompasses a lot of different crews, I think, like a lot of different like groups. But you know, nowadays in Vancouver there's like a lot of like cool, like we've got some of like the coolest like pro skaters, I think, in North America at the very least. Like, we've got Brianna Gearing and Una Farrar, who are like, I would say, are like kind of, you know, big members of like sort of the girl skating community. Like, they're kind of like, if not one of like, you know, the top pros sort of like producing video parts and stuff, and like they've got great style and they skate awesome parts, and you know, they also like skate a lot in Vancouver, which is like a big thing too. So they had their part, and then there was like other I know some of the crew of Angelo who filmed the video, like their crew, like Ryan, Connor, I forget the last guy's name, but I think it's Alexis, or Alex. Yeah, I think it's Alexander. Those guys had their little part too, which was like a cool little thing. Like they've got their style skating, and then I think the highlight part for me at least, and what I was kind of looking forward to, was there is a like a, I guess you would technically call it. It was like Amadou and Hasumi's part of the video, but it also kind of, and I kind of expected it to, kind of encompasses like a young generation of skaters coming up in Vancouver, like. And so their part had lots of a lot of their friends in it too, and like clips from like other skaters who were probably about that age, like about like 17 or 18. And it was an awesome part. I think it was like my standout part, just because I think it's like, I think those kids have been like, filming, and like they've been coming up, and everybody kind of sees them in the scene, like doing the most and like kind of skating really, really well every year. And so it's nice that they kind of got their recognition. They got like, their all their hard work and all the part of the clips they've been stacking for however long has finally sort of has finally come together in a video part. And it was really awesome to see. And honestly, like pretty like wholesome, I would say. Like it was, I think that like it while it was like an antisocial part and like a Vans part, and definitely more of like a semi-formal like skate video, like I think it was also still like a felt very wholesome. There's a lot of B-roll with like the kids like hanging out and stuff, and I think they had like a really, really cool song too. I've been very obsessed with this video. I'm sure you can tell, but I've watched it a ton of times, and it's, I feel very proud to be part of the scene. I feel very proud to be like, oh, I know that spot, and I know that skater, and I know, So it was a great time. Like, it was such a good video part, and they had like some great, like they had like a, and he's just got like a little, they've got like a little art space, like a almost like a gallery space. So we were all looking at these like, they put up like stills from filming the video, and it just seemed like a really good vibe and a really good time altogether. But my first track this week, I kind of wanted to share the song from Hasumi and Amadou's part in the antisocial video. This is from a band called Moonpools and Caterpillars. I read up a little bit about them, but they're apparently one of the most successful bands of the Philippines. So that was really cool. And we got a really cool song. It's called Colossal Youth, very fitting with the subject matter of the video. But here it is, Colossal Youth by Moonpools and Caterpillars, here on CGSF 90.1 FM.
Mother tells me how to feel. These days I wonder if I am alone. fully grown, but there is so much I would like to say. I tend to talk endlessly.
Oh,
Welcome back. That last track was by Dumb. It's called Excuse Me, a Canadian band here on CGSF 90.1 FM. More recently for me to talk about me, and just talking about skateboarding again. There's been a kind of like a long, coming up, but for a class, like I ended up joining the Vancouver Skateboard Coalition, and because of that, maybe about 3 weeks ago, I got involved with their All Aboard event, which was like a big event that they host at Granville Island annually, and it's sort of to show that skaters in Vancouver need a place, a covered and dry, and a space with lights, a space to skate, especially in the rainier months of Vancouver, being that, like, there's like at the very least 160 days a year that are rainy and, not fit for skateboarding. So every year they have at least this year they had like an outdoor tarp and they had like an undercovered area where kids could come and skate little like box features, kind of just like an opened but covered space, as well as every year they bring back the green mini ramp. And so this past couple of weeks, I've been kind of forcing myself to skate out of my comfort zone and going to the mini ramp. I'm kind of like notoriously bad and scared of skating ramps. Like one time, just like warming up, doing the littlest like little kick turn at courts like maybe 2 years ago, I like fell backwards and like kind of hyperextended my elbow backwards and was in so much pain and went to the hospital to make sure I didn't like, tear anything or whatnot, and was kind of wearing a sling. Maybe I was being a little dramatic, but it sucked. And I was in a lot of pain. And so haven't really, kind of had this sort of irrational fear at the back of my head of skating ramps, but, I've forced myself to start volunteering for the green ramp. I've obviously picked very like, very low stakes session. Like I always say that I go to courts in the morning, during the dad sesh. That's when all the dads are, they put their kid to school already or something, or they've got like a little bit of time before they have to start to work. So I'm skating with all the dads doing like, cool little tricks on the curbs and stuff, but so kind of similarly, I'm kind of at the dad sesh at the green ramp lately. And it's been a good opportunity for me to like, really hone in my transition skills a little bit and kind of feel more comfortable, because it is a little bit hard to skate like a ramp with a lot of other people, and especially people who are like a lot better than you, and this is something I found out very, very young into my skateboarding career, especially at Mount Pleasant Skate Park. But when the park is like kind of too small and like kind of one person can go at a time, it kind of turns into a thing of like you wait your turn to go. And especially when you really suck at skateboarding, like it really turns into like you're spending more time waiting for your turn to go than actually skating and like putting a run together. And so that's kind of been the issue for me skating ramps, is like, well, I don't really want to be there and learn because it's like really hard for me to put a run together, and therefore it's just like not that fun for me. But I've been grinding at it every Monday and Tuesday. I've been opening the green ramp, making sure everybody, I've been supervising the green ramp too, like making sure everyone's filled out their waivers, but it's given me a big opportunity to go and like skate it with one of my close friends, Selwyn, and we just like, it's been such like a great routine to like go and visit Granville Island, because I don't really go to Granville Island on a normal basis unless I'm like really like just doing like kind of touristy things, or like trying to visit the market for like a little day out with my girl or something, something or other. So it's been nice to like, take a little bike ride to Crown Island and like go skate, and me and Selwyn go and like routinely like drink some tea and like just kind of hang out and like watch people skate and get involved in skate as well. And sort of, it's been such a great like, weekly routine, especially now that I'm like, school is pretty much done for me, and I can just sort of like really, I feel like I just value my time so much more, and it just feels feels more inspired to go out and skate and whatnot. And so that's been super great. And just being around Gravel Island, I think, does something. Like, just being on False Creek feels really nice. And like, just sort of the atmosphere feels super, like, you know, almost feel like, you know, the life coming back to my brain after school, like, you know, 3 months of schooling. But funny enough, I wonder if Eric will even hear this, but my good friend Eric, friend of the show, I've always wanted to say that, friend of the show, avid radio listener, and article student Eric, also used to work at, like, False Creek Ferries back in the day, and so he's got, like, a bunch of, like, ferry tickets. From what I understand, like, the, you know, they don't get paid a lot, but it sounds like, you know, that's being made up with, like, they get, like, little booklets of, like, ferry tickets here and then, and so Eric has kind of used that as bartering chips, you know, buy me a beer, here you go, like, here's some fare for the False Creek Ferries. But finally I got to put that to use this week, and rode the False Creek Ferry from Granville Island back to Science World just to get home, and it was super nice too. Like, you know, there's never, like, really an opportunity for me to take the False Creek Ferry either, and so I was pretty surprised. Like, it got me home really, really fast. Like, instead of just taking the 99 all the way down to Commercial, like, taking the C bus to the train station and then going to Commercial, like, I was very surprised. Like, if you hit, like, the transfer just right, like, you can really get home pretty, pretty quick, you know, I guess depending on a lot of things, but I'm just very pleased, and it was such a nice day, and I treated myself to a Costco hot dog after my shift at the Green Ramp and after riding the boat. So that was a very quaint Tuesday afternoon. But anyways, enough yapping. Time to get to some more music here. What do we feel like playing next? This seems like a good one. By a band called the Linda Lindas. I'm guessing, let's see. I'm not super sure what the influence is, but I wonder if the Linda Lindas is an ode to what's the band I'm going? Is it the Blue Hearts, like the Japanese, like, rock band that kind of sounds like the they kind of sound like the Sex Pistols a little bit, but I wonder if that's a little ode to them. But anyways, here is All in My Head by the Linda Lindas here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Falling down is fun, now I can't stop.